Do you still look for a sign, Aragorn?
Yes, Gandalf. The tree in the court of the fountain which grew from the fruit which Isildur brought out from the west is still withered and barren.
Turn your face from the green world and look where all seems barren and cold. Now, what do you see there?
A young tree. Why, Gandalf, it is in flower. Yea, Utuvienyes, I have found it. Lo, here is a scion of the eldest of trees. But how comes it here? For it is itself not 7 years old.
Verily, this is a sapling of the line of Nimloth the Fair, the white tree of Numenor.
The sign has been given. The line of Gondor will be restored and will flourish and flower anew.
Then Aragorn took the sapling and bore it back to the citadel. And the withered tree was uprooted, but with reverence. And they did not burn it, but laid it to rest with the dead. And Aragorn planted the new tree in the court of the fountain, and swiftly and gladly it began to grow. And when the month of June entered in, it was laden with blossom. Then Midsummer came, and with it came news.
Gandalf, messengers say that a company of fair folk are approaching the city. What does this mean?
It is Elrond, coming from Rivendell with his daughter Arwen.
But why are they coming to Gondor?
Arwen comes to wed with Aragorn. The cost of this union is great, for Aragorn has waited many years for this day and could not hope to marry her until he sat in Minas Tirith as the king of Gondor. And in deciding to cleave to Aragorn, the Lady Arwen has made a costly choice, for she must renounce the twilight and become, like him, a mortal who must one day die.
Just as Lúthien Tanúviel chose to become mortal for the sake of Beren.
Indeed. And when Aragorn first saw Arwen, he believed her to be Lúthien Tanúviel, for in her beauty she resembles her.
I had forgotten. But Bilbo spoke of this to me long ago in Rivendell.
Well, Frodo, shall we go out and greet their arrival?
Yes.
There she is, Frodo. Arwen Undomiel, Lady Evenstar.
Oh, she is beautiful, Gandalf. At last I understand why we have waited. This is the ending. Now not only day shall be beloved, but night too shall be beautiful. And blessed, and all its fear pass away.
Then the king welcomed his guests, and Elrond laid the hand of his daughter in the hand of the king, and together they went up into the high city, and all the stars flowered in the sky. And Aragorn, the king Alessar, wedded Arwen Undomiel in the city of the kings upon the day of Midsummer, and the tale of their long waiting and labours was come to fulfilment. When the days of rejoicing were over at last, Frodo went to the king as he was sitting with the Queen Arwen by the fountain.
My lord, and most fairest of queens.
I know what you come to say, Frodo. You wish to return to your own home.
It is true that I wish to go back to the Shire, but first I must go to Rivendell. For if there could be anything wanting in a time so blessed. I miss Bilbo. And I was grieved when among all the household of Elrond, I saw that he was not come.
Do you wonder at that, Ringbearer? For you know the power of that thing which is now destroyed, and all that was done by that power is now passing away. But your kinsman possessed this thing longer than you. He is ancient in years now, according to his kind, and he awaits you. For he will not again make any long journey, save one.
What journey is that?
Age and weariness will now fall on many, and they will yearn to cross the sundering seas to the deathless lands of the West. That is the journey which lies yet before Bilbo and my father, Elrond.
Then I beg leave to depart soon, Queen Arwen.
In 7 days we will go, for we shall ride with you far on the road, even as far as the country of Rohan. For we must bear Theoden back to rest in the marsh.
But before you depart, a gift I give to you. For I am the daughter of Elrond, and I shall not go with him now when he departs to the Havens. For mine is the choice of Lúthien, and as she, so have I chosen, both the sweet and the bitter. But in my stead, you shall go, Ringbearer, when the time comes, and if you then desire it. If your hurt grieve you still, and the memory of your burden is heavy, then you may pass into the west until all your wounds and weariness are healed. But wear this white gem about your neck, in memory of Elfstone and Evenstar, with whom your life has been woven.
Lady.
There. When the memory of the fear and the darkness troubles you, this will bring you aid.